social law of gabble. Out of regard for Mrs. A, let us say, I attend some festival she has inaugurated. There I meet for the first time a young person of pleasant exterior, and I am placed in her company to deliver her at a dinner table, or dance her about, or keep her out of harm's way in a cosy nook. She has also never seen me before, and probably does not want particularly to see me now. However, I find her nice to look at, and she has taken great pains to make herself nice to look at. And why, we cannot pass the evening. I looking at her, and she being looked at, I cannot imagine. But no, we must talk. Now, possibly there are topics she knows about, and I do not. It is unlikely, but I suppose so. On these topics, she requires no information. Again, I know about other topics, things unknown to her, and it seems a mean and priggish thing to broach these, since they put her at a disadvantage. Thirdly, comes a last group of subjects.